Chapter 2. "I think you'd better come in," he said. "We can't have you freezing to death on the doorstep." Millie's eyes were still wide with surprise, but what else could she do but follow him in into the cottage? A fire was blazing in the wood burner in the living room, and Millie parked her suitcase and took off her coat and gloves. "Can I make you a cup of tea whilst we try and work out what's going on?" the man said. Millie nodded and watched as he moved into the open-plan kitchen. What was going on? She looked around the room and noticed that this strange man, whoever he was, had certainly made himself at home. There was a tumbler of whiskey on a little table, and a novel had been left open on the chair by the wood burner. Millie took a step towards it and saw that it was some kind of thriller. But what was this man doing here with his whiskey and his thriller? Didn't he have a home of his own? Perhaps he was some kind of tramp, but he'd look too well dressed for that with his checked shirt and Shetland wool jumper. Or perhaps he was just an opportunist who sought out empty properties at Christmas time to avoid paying the exorbitant fees which holiday homes usually cost at this time of year. She sighed. This was the very last thing she'd expected to face after her arduous journey. "Here you are," he said as he left the kitchen. "I've brought in the milk and sugar, so you can make it how you like." She watched as he laid her aunt's flower-festooned tray on the coffee table, and something inside her almost snapped at the cheek of the man to think that he could touch such things. "Listen," she began. "I'm Niall," he interrupted, as if he knew she was about to blow. "Niall Eastwood." "I'm Millie Venning," she said in return, and they shook hands awkwardly. "Louise Chambers said that I could use this cottage over Christmas," he explained. "Aunt Louise? You know my aunt?" Millie said, deflated. "I'm her GP," he said. Millie cocked her head to one side in confusion. "Look, there's obviously been some sort of misunderstanding. Your aunt told me the cottage was free."
"But that's what she told me," Millie said. "Otherwise I should never have driven down here."
She shook her head. "She's getting horribly forgetful in her old age."
"There's nothing wrong with your aunt's memory," Niall said.
"Well, there must be, otherwise this would never have happened."